this new council, I want to say, I'm sort of thrilled in a way. People don't understand, or they at least haven't explored this concept. Maybe they do understand, and I'm just not giving them credit for it. But I think this is going to be a little bit more of a moderate council. Evan Glass is not a left-wing guy, like in the mold of an Elrich on the council. Evan Glass is a very reasonable and pragmatic Democrat that if you sit down with him, you can explore his positions, and you say, huh, well, he's not the Silver Spring prototype of the Progressive Party. Andrew Friedson, he worked for Comptroller Peter Franchot, and nobody's accusing Peter Franchot of being in among the left wing of the Democratic Party, as well as Gabe Albernaz. These guys, I think, are going to moderate this council a little bit more. I mean, if you look at the makeup now, who's the most moderate person on the council? Craig Rice? No?
Sidney, maybe.
Sidney Katz, probably. I think you're going to see it a little bit more in the middle, and that's not a bad thing for Montgomery County as far as spending, as far as transportation. And I think that Mark means what he says when he wants to work with Governor Hogan. I believe that. I do believe that. I don't think that he's going to give Governor Hogan significant pushback because their policy platforms are similar. We both want better transportation. It's just a matter of how are we going to get there.
Right.
And Mark, I think, can build that consensus with the governor.
Okay.
I'm hoping so.
You're more optimistic than I would be, but okay, because it would be about I-270 would probably be the number one thing.
Right.
He told our audience that, you know, his voters don't want new roads.
His voters are a million and one people now. He has a mandate to govern. And unfortunately for his voters, Mark has to listen to both up county, down county, east and west county. And I don't think that there is – yes, he has his base, but I think Mark is going to have to quickly adapt to governing versus being the most left-wing member of the county council. And if he doesn't figure that out, then he's going to be at a strategic disadvantage because there's about five people that are going to line up in 2022 to run against him if he doesn't do a good job.